The Parable of the Man and the Hidden Book. There was a man who had no house and no bed, and he made his dwelling beneath a broken bridge of stone. The winds pierced his skin, and hunger was his daily companion. He said within himself, "I am cursed. Fortune has cast me aside, and I am but a shadow among men." Now it happened on a certain day, as he searched for scraps of bread among the refuse, that his hand touched something strange. Beneath the dust and fallen leaves, sealed in an iron box, lay a book bound in worn leather. The man thought, "What is this to me? A book cannot fill my belly nor clothe my back." He was ready to cast it into the water, but as he lifted it, he felt warmth in his hand, and the book opened of itself. And behold, words appeared as flame upon the page, and a voice spoke, "I am Zeno of Citium. Long have my words endured, though my body is dust. I speak to those who would hear. If thou art weary of chains, read, and thou shalt be free." The man trembled and said, "What chains have I, save the chains of poverty?" The voice answered, "The greatest chains are not of iron, but of the mind. He who believes himself poor, though he hold the world, is in bondage. He who governs his thoughts is richer than kings." The first lesson, on what is within our power. The book spake, "You mourn the cold and curse the storm, yet can you still the wind? You hunger and cry out, yet can you command bread to appear? These are not within your power, but this you possess, to meet hardship with courage and to rule your own mind. Hold fast to what is thine, and no man can make you poor." And the man said, "Truly, I have wasted my strength on railing against that which I cannot change. From this day, I will guard my mind as a treasure." And he felt a small flame kindle within his breast. The second lesson, on true wealth. The book spake again, "Gold and silver are counted by men as riches, yet they flee away. He who craves them is never satisfied, for his thirst grows with each draught. But he who finds contentment in little is wealthier than kings. For gratitude is a coin that never perishes, and contentment a storehouse that is never empty." The man considered, and he lifted a crust of bread he had found. Though it was small, he ate it with thankfulness, and for the first time he felt rich. He said, "If I can rejoice in little, then fortune cannot rob me, for joy dwelleth within and not without." The third lesson, on brotherhood. The book spake, "Despise not thy fellow, for all men are children of the same world. To withhold kindness is to impoverish thyself. To give, even of little, is to open a fountain that never runs dry." And the man remembered another beggar who dwelt by the river bank. That evening, when he found a piece of fruit cast aside by merchants, he shared it with the other. And lo, his heart was lighter than it had been in many years. He said, "By sharing, I have multiplied my portion, for joy is doubled when divided." The fourth lesson, on labor and dignity. The book spake once more, "He that waiteth idly upon fortune shall never be free, but he who labors with what is in his hand, though small, becomes lord of himself. No task is too humble when done with steadfast spirit, for dignity dwells not in the work, but in the worker." The man pondered these words. On the morrow he gathered broken branches and swept the place beneath the bridge where he dwelt. A merchant, seeing him labor, said, "Why cleansest thou this place where no man regards thee?" The man answered, "Because it is within my power. That which I can do, I will do." The merchant marveled and gave him bread. Later he entrusted him with small tasks, and the man began to earn his daily portion with his own hands. The final lesson, on freedom. At last the book spake for the final time. "Know this, O seeker. Freedom is not found in coins, nor in garments, nor in the praise of men. Freedom is this alone, that thy desires rule thee not, that thy fears drive thee not, and that thy hand is open in kindness. When thou hast mastered thyself, thou art richer than kings and freer than conquerors." The man closed the book, and the voice was silent. Yet his heart was full, for the words were written now upon his soul. He no longer called himself cursed, but blessed. He no longer saw himself as poor, but as one who had discovered hidden treasure. He placed the book again beneath the bridge, saying, "As it was given to me, so shall it be given to another." And he walked forth into the city, not as a beggar, but as a man who carried within himself a kingdom that could never be taken away.